not, princess, at this accident. No grieve that ruin is so recovered. Care is no cure, but rather corrosive for things that are not to be remedied. Let frantic Talbot triumph for a while, and like a peacock sweep along his tail. We'll pull his plumes and take away his train, if Dauphin and the rest will be but rules.
We have been guided by thee hitherto, and of thy cunning had no diffidence. One sudden foil shall never breed distrust.
Then thus it must be. This doth Joan devise. By fair persuasions, mixed with sugared words, we will entice the Duke of Burgundy to leave the Talbot and to follow us.
Aye, marry, sweetie. If we could do that, France were no place for Henry's warriors.
Nor should that nation boast it so with us, but be extirpated from our provinces.
Forever shall they be expulsed from France, and not have title of an earldom here.
Your Honour shall perceive how I will work to bring this matter to the wished end. Hark. By the sound of drum you may perceive their powers are marching on to Paris ward. There goes the Talbot with his colours spread, and all the troops of English after him. Now in the rearward comes the Duke and his. Fortune in favour makes him lag behind. Summon a parley, we will talk with him.
A parley with the Duke of Burgundy.
Who craves a parley with the Burgundy?
The princely Charles of France, thy countryman.
What sayest thou, Charles, for I am marching hence?
Speak, Poussel, and enchant him with thy words.
Brave Burgundy, undoubted hope of France, stay, let thy humble handmaid speak to thee.
Speak on, but be not over tedious.
Look on thy country, look on fertile France, and see the cities and the towns defaced by wasting ruin of the cruel foe. As looks a mother on her lowly babe when death doth close his tender dying eyes. See, see the pining malady of France. Behold the wounds, the most unnatural wounds which thou thyself hast given her woeful breast. So turn thy edged sword another way. Strike those that hurt, and hurt not those that help. One drop of blood drawn from thy country's bosom should grieve thee more than streams of foreign gore. Return thee, therefore, with a flood of tears, and wash away thy country's stained spots.
Either she hath bewitched me with her words, or nature makes me suddenly relent.
Besides, all French and France exclaims on thee, doubting thy birth and lawful progeny. Who joinst thou with but with a lordly nation that would not trust thee but for profit's sake? When Talbot hath set footing once in France, and fashioned thee that instrument of ill, who then but English Henry will be lord, and thou be thrust out like a fugitive? See then, thou fight'st against thy countrymen, and joinst with them will be thy slaughtermen. Come, come, return. Return, thou wandering lord. Charles and the rest will take thee in their arms.
I am vanquished. These haughty words of hers have battered me like roaring cannon shots and made me almost yield upon my knees. Forgive me, country, and sweet countrymen, and lords, accept this hearty, kind embrace. My forces and my power of men are yours. So, farewell, Talbot. I'll no longer trust thee.
Done like a Frenchman. Turn and turn again.
Welcome, brave Duke. Thy friendship makes us fresh.
And doth beget new courage in our breasts.
Poussel hath bravely played her part in this. And does deserve a coronet of gold.
Now let us on, my lords, and join our powers. And seek how we may prejudice the foe.